The gluttonous hare was munching on a minted potato and leek turnover, which he hid hastily as he caught sight of Cragger.
How do you do, ma'am? Bit of inclement weather, what?
She held out her paw.
Help me up, please.
As the badger was hauled upright, she sniffed the air.
I smell mint. Have you been plundering in the kitchens again?
The hare's look of injured innocence was wasted on a blind badger. His earbells tinkled as he shook his head stoutly.
Shame on you, ma'am. I haven't been within a league of your confounded kitchens. I was down in Cavern Hole, composing a poem to your wisdom and beauty and so forth. But I'll bally well scrap the whole thing now. Accusing a chap of my honest nature of pinching pastries, what?
Cragger shrugged.
But I can still smell mint, and I know that Friar Bob is baking minted potato and leek turnovers for dinner tonight.
Boorab sniffed airily.
Well, of course you can jolly well smell mint. I always put a dab or two of mint essence behind each ear, after my morning bath. Gives a chap a clean, fresh smell, don't you know?
Cragger inclined her head with a small bow.
Then forgive me, I apologise heartily. We'll share a turnover or two at dinner this evening. I like them best when the crust is dark brown and the potatoes have melted into the leeks.
Boorab fell into the trap unthinkingly.
Well, they're not quite at that stage yet, ma'am. The potato is still a bit lumpy and the crust is only light brown.
As he bit his lip, the badger patted Boorab's pockets, squashing the turnover against his stomach.
Aye, I'd leave them to cook properly if I were you,
she growled.
As far as I'm concerned, you're still on probation at Redwall.
The hare watched her lurch slowly off. Dipping his paw into the mess inside his pockets, he sucked it resentfully.
15 blinking seasons probation. Bit much for any chap, what?
Grass squelched under paw in the rain as Mira and Gundil hurried across the front lawns to the little gatehouse by the abbey's main outer wall entrance. Gundil was about to knock when old Hogg opened the door.
What are you two doing out in this? You're wetter than fishes in water. Come in, come in.
He tossed them a big towel to dry their faces.
So then, what brings ye here, Miss Mira?
Taking the parchment from her pocket, Mira spread it on the table and told the ancient dormouse gatekeeper the whole story to date. Placing small rock crystal spectacles on the end of his nose, Hogg inspected the document, staring at it for what seemed an age. The two friends maintained a respectful silence. Hogg sat in an armchair and mused a while.
Well, then, you've come to my gatehouse to search for clues.
Gundil sounded a trifle impatient.
Yer, us have, sir. Mayhaps you may help us.